Welcome, everybody. Shir number 950. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabaron Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Freda Golda Bas Esther. Shtakav Rafua Shalema Psoich Shachol Yisrael. Getting back to our Malach of Maka Bepatish. Okay, we have been talking about the Gezeros Midrabonon in reference to Maka Bepatish and Tekemana. We're on the last one, which we're trying to basically finish off, and that is the problem of folding garments, linens, and so on Shabbos. And we said the bottom line is if you fold it sharply on the line in a nice way and so on, it is running, it's something that's very similar to, it's not exactly tikkumonim in Atari, but it's something that's very similar to fixing on Shabbos, and thereby Chazal said it was also to do. We mentioned there were five conditions which one needs to fold a garment on Shabbos. We're not going to go through them right now. I just want to go through some interesting cases brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos. A very, very interesting. So he brings it down interesting in Perek Tes Vav. It's in Ois. It's Ois Mem Dalet. Not really Ois Mem Dalet. It's really Ois Mem Vav in the old ones and the new ones Mem Dalet. But be it as it may, it could be found in Perik Tesvav Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos. So he says like this, any article in general, the Indian of folding, any article may be folded, right? We spoke about the conditions and so on, but it may be folded if one takes care not to fold it on its original creases. Like we said, Shaloi Keseder, like it was brought down the Shulchan Aruch, but one should refold it, the garment that they fold, not in the regular way, they have to be careful to refold it into its normal creases after Shabbos, or Yom Tov for that matter, would be the same thing. That we saw in the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas. Now, he brings down interesting, so in conjunction with, would be allowed to be folded, we spoke about towels last time, but one would be allowed to fold articles in which no recognizable crease is left, we said, undergarments and so on. As is in the case, he brings some other examples, which I want to bring down, like rubber sheets. Sometimes somebody has a rubber sheet, they won't just fold it up, there's no creases, certain types of plastic tables, woolen articles, possibly a sweater or so on, usually doesn't have a creases in it. So these type of things, they have no recognizable crease that is left over, so just putting away would be fine. So then he goes further, he brings down, there's again the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos, so dry laundry, again dry, because wet, we spoke about with the malacha of Malabe, laundering, we said that's a problem when you're dealing with wet clothing. We're not going to go into it. Maris Ayin, hang up wet clothing in certain places. That is a problem. But regular dry laundry, a person has dry laundry, it's done. Like we said, we spoke about last year, may be folded provided that one's sole object is to make it easier to put away in its place, and that one is not particular about the manner of folding. What do we mean by that? We spoke about it last year, but I just want to explain. In other words, I'm folding it up. Number one, I'm folding it up because it's Tzarech Yom Tov or Tzarech Shabbos. We're going to see. I'll just talk about that in a minute. But I'm folding up. This is just, he's bringing another twitch to it, if you want to call it, so it could fit in the drawer. Otherwise, it's not going to fit. I can't just throw it in, you know, get all wrinkled up because of the fact it's just not going to fit, you know, or just whatever the case is. So again, these type of clothing, these things that we spoke about that don't have lines in them, no recognizable lines, towels, rubber sheets, woolen articles, and so on. So I'll fold it up nicely like this. It'll fit into the proper place. So that's another condition that he says. It's not a real condition of the Shulchan Aruch, but it's just a way of looking at it. The dry laundry may be folded, provided one's sole intention, make it easier to put away in its place, and that one is not particularly about the manner that it's these folding. In other words, the bottom line is you're not folding it bedafka to, you know, keep it nice and neat, nice and tidy, and so on. And I'm going to fold it exactly like some people, you know, when they fold clothing, it's even without the creases, it has to be like exactly like this, exactly like that. You fold it up 1, 2, 3 and put it away, you know what I mean? It's just you can't be too particular about the way it's folded when it's done on Shabbos, even though it doesn't have recognizable creases and so on. So that's another thing. Now, the most important thing of this whole thing, he brings onto the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchos on the last one, is in all the instances referred to in that we just spoke about, folding is allowed even when one has no intention of using the articles folded on the same day. In other words, we spoke about the first condition, that you have to, even when you're folding, one condition has to be that it's for the same day, right? I need it for Shabbos. Otherwise, we said it's a problem of hachana l'chol. I'm preparing for the week, or I'm preparing for after Shabbos, whatever the case is, that you're not allowed to do. But these cases is allowed, even when one has no intention of using the articles folded on the same day. In other words, folding up these items which have no recognizable creases, whatever it might be, possibly the tablecloth without creases and also falls into that thing. Like we said, plastic tablecloth is even a regular, that the regular tablecloth doesn't have these creases, but one has to be careful. So he says, the article is folded the same day, so long as the folding, the punchline is like this, which we spoke about last year, but a little bit of a different angle, which I just want to talk about. So long as the folding serves some purpose for Shabbos and Yom Tov. In other words, you know, I'm not just stum, like we said, putting away the laundry because, you know, that's, you know, I have nothing to do on Shabbos. I'll put away the laundry. You can't do that. You can't do that. It serves some sort of a purpose for Shabbos or Yom Tov, such as keeping the house tidy, keeping the house, you know, nice, clean and neat, which is covered Shabbos, and that is a tzorich for Shabbos. We have to know that. That is a tzorich for Shabbos. You know, these, I just want to talk a minute. When it comes to hachana l'chol, I think a lot of people, I've heard this from Rabbi Chaim Kraus, Shlita, others, that l'maisa, people are under the impression, well, you know, the shalashudas, I eat shalashudas 3 hours before Shabbos is over, let's say on the long Shabbosim. I can't clean up the table because when I clean up the table, it's preparing for the week. It's not, most of the time, it's not the case for a few reasons. Number one, I heard this from Rav Shmuel First, Shlita also in Chicago. Lemaisa, let's say if I'm putting away stuff that could get spoiled, or if I'm putting away food and different things like this into the refrigerator, no, we're not getting into the issues of burr, it could be burr, full table, separating this, that's not the issue. We're talking about where there's no issue of burr, I'm just cleaning off the table from Shalosh Seudos, right, 2 hours before Shabbos is over, on the long Shabbosim. So I'm putting away the food. The food you're putting away for now, when I put away the food into the fridge, I'm just talking about this now because it has to do with the subject of hachana l'chol, preparing for during the week. When you put away the food from the Shalosh Seudos table, so you're putting away for now. You're not putting away for tonight or for tomorrow. When I put away the butter, or when I put away chvesish, whatever, you know, right, the soda, I'm putting away for now because l'maisa, it could get whatever, spoiled, the fizz will go out, whatever the case is. Putting away food in the fridge is not a problem because that you're doing for now so that the food doesn't get spoiled. Number one. Number two, when you're cleaning off the table, if it's very close to the end of Shabbos, as far as cleaning off the table, the schmutz or whatever, yeah, that you're not supposed to do, right? Shabbos is over. I'm just giving an example. You know, Shabbos is over in 15 minutes, so you can't go ahead and start cleaning off the table. That's preparing for during the week. But let's say Shabbos is over in an hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever. So, and I'm sitting by the table. It's in my dining room. A person doesn't have to sit with the table with all the schmutz from all the food and the dirty plates and everything on the table, you know, for the next 2 hours, for the next hour and a half, whatever it is, till the end of Shabbos. I'll sit there and learn, but all the dirt is on the table. You know, that's not covered Shabbos. That is not covered Shabbos. And I heard this from Rabbi Chaim Kraus. Like I said, Rabbi Chaim Kraus shlita that also. The Maisa, unless it's very, very close to the end of Shabbos. How close is close? It's hard to say exactly, whatever it is, 20 minutes, 50 minutes, maybe a half hour. But if, you know, you have more than an hour and a half, 2 hours left till the end of Shabbos to clean off the table, in a way that one is allowed to clean off the table from Shalosh Seudos, putting away the food for sure, and even cleaning off the garbage, and in a place and time when somebody's going to be, you know, using the room. I'm sitting there. It's a bazaar to Shabbos, and one has to be careful that's not covered Shabbos, to clean off the table, and that's it. I want to sit by a nice, clean table. It's not preparing for the week. So one has to know, unless it's a room. Sometimes people have, let's say, like a sheva bracha is 2-3 hours before the end of Shabbos, or something like that. So of course, so then everybody's leaving, and they it's in a, let's say, a small hall, or sometimes in a shul downstairs, so to go clean off the tables, nobody's using it anyways, everybody's going home, everybody's leaving, they're going to Dab Marv or whatever it is, they're going to Dab Mincha Marv, whatever the case is, and you know, 2 hours before Shabbos, but the room is, nobody's going in, it's a hall downstairs in the shul, so that's a different story. Or somebody has a room off to the side where they had a few people, they shall shoot this or whatever, so nobody's going in there, he closed the door, so that you would not be allowed to clean off the table. But if it's a place where people are sitting, I'm sitting around, we're learning here, right, or we're talking, whatever the case is, by the table, just to sit there with the all the leftovers from Shalosh Seudos, because it's 2 hours before till the end of Shabbos and I'm preparing for the week, that is definitely not the right thing to do, and one should clean off the table, unless, like we said, it's very close to the end of Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha, Kol Tov.